Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is known as World Mission Sunday. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, welcoming you to the program, but also producing and presenting this program. Because of our baptism and the anointings done there, we are all missionaries. We are anointed priests, prophets, and kings. We are anointed priests, and that means that we must serve one another. A priest is like a mother who gets up in the middle of the night to her little child who is crying for her attention. Because she is a mother, she will definitely get up and attend to her child. A priest is similar in that he is like a mother to the people of his parish. Indeed, the priest can be called in the middle of the night to attend to somebody who is sick or dying, and the priest comes and represents Christ by being Christ to that person. In another way, all of us are called to have that attitude to our fellow human beings who cry out to us for help. It might be those who are unloved or feel they're unloved. It might be those who are poor and hungry. Indeed, it might be a battered wife who is looking for refuge from a violent situation in her home. These are just examples of how we can be a mother to each and everyone, especially in our local communities. This is being a missionary. We are anointed prophets. The role of the prophet was to advise and to guide and direct, in a very human way, leaders of their time. And very often the prophet relied on the wisdom that was coming in his heart and to the promptings of his prayer life with God to know what action should be done. Likewise, us, we are called to be prophets in our communities, to speak wisely, to guide and direct, and above all, using the words of Jesus and the words of wisdom that have come down to us through our traditions and cultures, which are in line with the gospel. Therefore, this is another way of being a missionary, namely to be a prophet in our local communities. We are also anointed as kings, or shall we say, royalty. In other words, all of us who claim to be Christian are of royalty because we believe in the King of all the world and the next life as well, namely Christ the King. A good king everybody loves, likewise a good queen. Everybody trusts and has confidence in their leadership and ability to protect all who live in their kingdoms. Likewise, people look to us as stalwarts, people who have the knowledge and have the know-how and have the courage to face life and death without fear. This is being a king to everyone. Therefore, in that sense, we are missionary as well. Some of us from our communities are called to be directly involved in spreading the good news in other parts of the world as well. We believe all people deserve to hear the good news, and as Pope Francis encourages us, that we are not proselytizers. We are not ramming it down people's throats to believe in Catholicism, to believe even in Jesus, but we are sent to proclaim the good news. We call it good news because we believe to be a Christ follower means that we live our lives in the best possible way. And we believe that Christ showed us the way. If we think about our faith, our living as Catholics, we are called to be forgiving, to love our enemies, to pray even for those who hate us, to love each and everyone to the point of wanting to explain to them what it is and how they can live their lives in a free and wholesome way. This is being a missionary as well. This is the good news, because God fulfills all our dreams, all our desires, and all that we ever need for this life and for the next. And from the parable of the publican and the Pharisee, the publican is saved because he wants to be forgiven and because he knows he is the greatest of sinners. The publican was a tax collector who was hated beyond all belief in that community. Yet Jesus has him there in the house of God, begging for mercy and going home justified. If the Pharisee could really understand, he too was a sinner, even though he was doing great works of charity, but for the wrong reasons. He too had to recognize his desperate need for God's mercy, like the publican, the tax collector. It's a sad fact that we are like the Pharisee if we don't see these tendencies in us to ignore and, without knowing, ostracize some people within our own parishes and communities and families. So we see that being a missionary can be difficult if we don't have that spirit of humility which the tax collector, the publican, displayed in that gospel from Luke chapter 18, verses 9 to 14. The Bible verse in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8, is Jesus' last conversation with his apostles before he ascended into heaven, and I quote, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." So Pope Francis highlights also today that all of us as missionaries, and particularly those who have gone away from their own countries to preach and to be witnesses to the gospel, will draw energy and strength from the Holy Spirit, probably more important than anything else, but also we must help with our generosity. There are 1,150 missionary territories who depend on our support in order to share the message of the gospel. Missions may also involve sending individuals and groups across boundaries, most commonly geographical boundaries, to carry on evangelism. Evangelism may include other activities such as education and our hospital work. It is one of the Sundays in the year when the Mass is celebrated exclusively for missionary activity. May God bless you and thank you for listening. May you have a beautiful Sunday and a wonderful week ahead. And realize that we too are missionaries, each and every one of us who claim to be Christ's followers. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you all of God's blessings.